I'm very excited to tell you guys about one of our sponsors today, which is Gaia Provides. Gaia Provides has been an OG sponsor of the podcast, and I'll tell you why. It's because we love their products and we want to keep working with them. Gaia Provides is a holistic, small batch company making quality, lab-tested, hemp-based health and wellness products for your pets. So they make CBD treats, CBD tinctures, topical products specifically designed for pets. So that's cats, dogs, and equine. Both Allison and I have some pets that struggle with anxiety. Peaches has a little bit of anxiety. Margo has a little bit of anxiety. Our family dog Dudley, he gets so anxious, especially storms, and Gaia Provides products have helped him, Margo, and Peaches so much. So we give Dudley the CBD tincture every single time there's a storm, and it really calms him down. I don't know why, but he freaks out with thunder, fireworks, and the Gaia Provides CBD oil has been a lifesaver for Dudley. Margo absolutely loves the chewables. She goes nuts for them, and I'll give them to her when we leave the house for a little bit longer than usual because she has a lot of separation anxiety. She's a COVID March 2020 puppy, so I get it. Gaia Provides is small batch and lab tested for quality, and they're a great company. They care about the community. Part of every single purchase is donated to one of their three partner rescue organizations, and they sponsor products for some of the rescue dogs that could benefit from CBD as well. So they just genuinely care and are really good people running this company. They are offering 20% off to customers with the code ALREADYFRIENDS. So if your pet, cat, dog, horse needs any CBD products, please check out Gaia Provides, and don't forget to use the code ALREADYFRIENDS for that 20% off. And thank you to Gaia Provides for sponsoring the show.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Upstairs, and my usual spot was not gonna work because you could hear the pots and pans. So,
and I'm in New Wave's bathroom surrounded by a blanket fort. So, if only you guys really knew.
It's the sound recording studio, just super DIY.
Yeah, can everyone please start listening and sharing so we can afford to go to rent a studio?
That would be
really
nice.
Help our lives out. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Well, do you have anything exciting to share?
Well, welcome back, everybody. Yeah, updates. I think I have a big update. I was telling Allison this, and she was like, you have to put this on the podcast. Me and Connor are looking at moving different houses, same area, staying in St. Louis, but we, you know, right now we're living where he was living for the last 2 years, and we're thinking of maybe buying a house because, I don't know, renting can be more expensive than like paying a mortgage. So yeah, we're like looking at some houses. We toured one and we put in an offer and we think it's gonna work out. We'll see. The lady at the seller is so nice. She really likes us and we love her. So hopefully, fingers crossed, by the next episode, we have a house, or at least our homeowners in the process. So, yeah, a big update here.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's a huge deal.
I know. Well, yeah, it was just kind of like with Margo, it's been harder to find somewhere to rent just because, like, not only are some places just not dog friendly, they're not 90-pound dog friendly, German Shepherd friendly. So, that was one thing. And yeah, it's just like when we were doing the math, it is, in this situation, cheaper to just buy a house, do a mortgage. And then if we want in a couple of years, we can sell the house or we can rent it because it's by a college campus. So there's a lot of options there. So it just made sense. And it's so cute. And I hope it works out. So
I feel like you should tell people about the letter, because that was like my favorite part of that whole story.
Yeah. So this house in particular, what got us kind of talking to the seller, I wrote the seller a letter, because after we toured, I was like, oh my gosh, it's so cute. Like, I don't want to lose this to somebody else. So I wrote a letter to the owner. I said, hi, my name's Kara. Like, I'm interested in buying your house with my boyfriend. We've been looking for an older home to flip and make our own and renovate it. And we just love your house. Like, I just know this is the place we're supposed to live. And so we sent that to her. And I guess like the letter made her cry, because 15 years ago, she bought this house with her husband with the intentions of flipping it and like making it their own. And then like, I guess a month before it was done being renovated, he like tragically passed away, which is horrible. And I guess my story reminded her so much of her story. And she just like had a feeling it would be like the best fit. So yeah, hopefully it works out, because it like is such a cool like sentimental story. And the house has such like a cool background with it. So yeah.
Yeah. I'm so excited to see it. How we were talking the other day, I somehow have never met Connor, which is unreal. I cannot even believe that. So I definitely need to come down and see the house and meet Connor. And
yeah, be the first person to stay in our guest bedroom. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
The guest bedroom, TikTok bedroom.
definitely. Yeah, some TikTok. Do you have some TikTok announcements as well?
Oh, yeah. The last episode we recorded, and I'm talking about TikTok, I had like 70,000 followers. So now I'm up like 200,000 since then. Like, I swear to God, manifestation is real, because I literally verbally manifested on our podcast. I was like, I want to hit 100,000 followers. And then what, like 2 weeks later, I hit that. And then I also like doubled that. So if you don't believe in manifestation, like, take this as your sign. Manifested those followers, and I also manifested like buying a house. So hopefully this all works out, because those were things that I wrote down that I wanted to do. Like, you have to write it down, you say it out loud. Like, I said it to Connor, I said it to you. Like, yeah, manifestation is so real.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. And it's only February, and your two biggest goals for the entire year are surpassed and in the works.
Yeah, I need more goals.
Yeah. Hey, you have the 20K pitch lift, right?
Yeah, which I'm
working on. And you're working on it.
Yeah. I actually need to follow up with some people, because definitely want to get that done, or just at least on the calendar. Yeah.
That would really help the home buying process.
Yeah, I know. Please, someone give me 20K right now. If you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to our episode 2 of our 2021 goals. But are there any updates with you? What's going on your side of the world in Nebraska?
I feel like in the 2020 goals episode, I was like mentally unstable and was like, I'm so stressed. I need alone time, like panicking. And since then, I am a new person. I just feel like very zen. I'm not stressed. I feel really creatively motivated. I think the main thing is I wanted to slow down the store enough that I could actually capture all of the fun projects we're doing and all the cool things I do in my life, instead of running a million miles an hour and then not getting to photograph those things and share them online, or like document them or put them up on the website. So yesterday, how I did that little love languages series,
yeah.
Did you see those stories?
I was just going to say, like, is that what you're talking about? Because that was so detailed, and like, you could tell you guys put a personal touch on it and really through those things. Yeah.
Yeah. Check out the lovers highlight on Shop the New Waves Instagram. Like, just things like that that I never would have had time for before, but I feel like it really tied everything in the store and my vision together in a way that people would actually understand what I was doing. And looking back on all the collections in the past, like, I didn't have that side that I was able to share. And so I knew my intentions. I knew what the goals were. But a big part of it is documenting it and archiving it, so I have it for later. But yeah, anyway, I'm just feeling way better. And I definitely wouldn't be feeling as well if we hadn't closed for 2 weeks. Yeah. I really needed that time to slow down, reset my intentions. But yeah.
Well, good. That was like your biggest goal. So I'm glad you got that at least a little bit covered for now, you know?
Yeah. But anything else with you?
No, I think we can hop into this episode. So just a little background. We recorded this a few weeks ago, and then we decided to re-record the intro because we've had so many updates, new things happening. It was a little outdated. So we're going to hop into this pre-recorded episode about Valentine's Day, but it also kind of just takes a turn. We're just talking about random things, kind of how we met our boyfriends, giving gifts for Valentine's Day, the weirdest gifts we've gotten. What else are we talking about?
It's just kind of a hot mess express episode. We also recorded it at like 10 p.m. one night after we were both exhausted. So please be nice to us.
Since then, we don't record at that time at night ever again. We were losing our brains.
Like right now, it's 8:30 in the morning. We realized that after a certain point in the day, the oomph and energy is just not there. So I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah. Like I get up at 6 a.m. Why did I think we should record an episode starting at 10 p.m. on like a Tuesday? That makes no sense. But we learned. No, we're living and we're learning.
But it is like a funny, delirious episode. Like you can tell we're both so tired that we're in that like wonkiness where you're just laughing at nothing. But it's funny. We hope you guys will enjoy it and get to know our boyfriends a little better. And I don't know, just laugh with us, I guess.
Yeah. So let's get into it.
So for Valentine's Day, we were thinking we would talk about some of our worst and best Valentine's Day dates. So, Kara, to lead it off, do you have any really memorable Valentine's Day dates that either went very wrong or very well?
The first memory that comes to my head, neither terrible or great, but like in high school, this is so cringy. How just cringy? I mean, it's not that cringy, but I walked out of school on Valentine's Day after the end of the day, and there was a giant teddy bear strapped in my driver's seat. What do we think about giant? It was scary. Wait, I was like, who is in my car?
It is definitely one of those things that's like, that's kind of cute, but also, I don't know.
It could go either way. So I think it's fun to get a giant teddy bear once in your life. I think I recommend it. But I don't think I would do it again. I don't think I would ever ask for one again. It's kind of fun, but super unnecessary.
Then how long do you have to wait till you donate it? Whenever I get gifts like that, I'm like, so how long does this thing have to sit in the corner of my room where I don't have to feel bad when I dump it off at the thrift store?
Oh, we broke up like probably 6 months later. I probably had it for 3 years after. It was sitting in our attic. It's massive. Like, I just never took it out of our attic.
My gosh. Well, I've never received a triple XL massive oversized bear, but
so that was the first thing. I mean, dates though, do you have any horrible dates or a good date?
I have a good one.
You go for it. Yeah, what's your good one?
Actually, the last 2 years were both like extremely eventful because Clay and I's first Valentine's Day. So we started dating in August, so February, I don't know, what is that, like 7 months later or something? He was up in Rapid City doing an internship, which is like, I don't know, 8 hours from Omaha, super long way. And I hadn't seen him in like 2 full months, and I was kind of starting to think like, I don't think I need this guy. I'm good single. I haven't even seen him. I don't even remember what he's like. You know what I mean? Do you ever start to think that when you're like distance for so long? And you're just getting in your head. And I remember showering because he was like coming down to Omaha to visit. And I was like, oh gosh. I mean, I guess I could just like not answer the door. As a joke. I'm seriously joking. I've told him this. And then he answered. And then I was like, wait, I love this man so much. Yeah, I'm definitely going to marry him. But I don't know what was wrong with me. I think it's because I was like scared that like since we hadn't seen each other in so long, I was like, what if he doesn't love me anymore? Like, what if he forgot how I am?
Well, you drove 8 hours.
He drove 8 hours. And so I was like, wow, he must like actually like me, because then he had to drive back the next day to go back to work.
Aww.
He only took one day off because he got off work at like 4 p.m., drove, got in at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and then we like did a little brunch, and then he drove back. It was like super cute. And if he hadn't done that, I don't know if we would have been together because he wouldn't have been able to come back. We didn't see each other till like April after that, 4 or 5 months. And I'm just kind of like, before Clay, I was just a single-minded woman. Like, I felt like a guy was like an addition to my life, but it wasn't like needed. And then I met Clay, and now I really feel like he's truly my other half, and I can't imagine life without him.
Aww. Everyone single is going to turn this podcast off. Like, screw you two.
Aww. I know, but it will come. You never know. Wait, you should talk about how you and Connor even meet.
Well, yeah. I was just going to ask you, how did you and Clay get, like, reconnected? Because you guys dated in high school? Okay, I go first. Okay. So I met Connor in college. I went to the University of Missouri. And, yeah, I was single freshman year, just getting the hang of school and just college, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, same with you. I was not worried about getting a boyfriend, just going with flow. Then sophomore year, on syllabus weeks, like the first week of school when they just give you your syllabus, you don't really have class. On that Thursday, because there's like parties Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, just like every night. So Thursday, my roommate was like, let's go to this Lambda Chi party. Like, and I've never been to Lambda Chi. I don't know any Lambda Chi's. I'm like, this is like, whatever. I was like, whatever. Let's just go. And then we like walk in and then I literally saw Connor right away. I like saw him from across the room and I was like, oh, he's cute. I'm going to talk to him.
Wait,
and then we
really?
Talked like the whole night. Yeah. Like I literally didn't talk to anybody else. We talked like the whole night.
What were you wearing?
I have pictures. I'm wearing like a silver top, I think. And like black jean shorts. So 2015. The black
the
jean shorts.
Top.
No, it wasn't sequin, okay. But honestly, it could have been. Not, I can't confirm. I leave the picture. But yeah, we talked like for like 4 hours and then he asked me on a date. Actually, no, sorry. We talked for like 4 hours on Thursday and then they had another party on Saturday. The theme was Tequila Mountain.
Of course.
And then
it was.
I went back. Yeah. And then we like were talking. And then I went on the roof with him. We sat on the roof for like 3 hours and then like he asked me on a date. So then that Tuesday we went on a date. And I was living in the sorority house at the time. So when he like picked me up, everyone knew that I was going on a date. And so they all went on the balcony at the top floor and were like screaming and waving when I went out
to
his car.
Oh my God. No
like
pressure.
Such a sorority stereotype. But then, yeah, then the rest is history.
And what did you do for the first date? Just like went to dinner.
Went to this dinner place called Flat, I don't remember what it's called. It's just a place in Columbia. But then after the dinner, it was like an hour and a half. We were like driving back to the sorority, and I was like, wait, I don't want this to be over. So we just like kept driving around for like a few hours, and yeah.
Dang. And then you were just basically yeah. dating after that.
Well, then he did ask me to be his girlfriend because apparently people don't ask anymore, right? Or do they ask? I don't know.
Clay did not ask me. We're not even dating right now, actually.
Wait. Yeah, for how many years?
I don't know. What are we at? 2.5? Maybe we're at 3 now.
We well, could
very
official,
well be
so.
At 3. I don't know. We're actually
zero.
He's in the friend zone.
Okay, wait. So how did you and Clay start dating this time? Because you guys dated in high school.
Yes. Okay. So Clay and I actually grew up about 10 houses away from each other. Like,
oh, what?
Yeah, same neighborhood, went to the same elementary school, same middle school, same high school. And we, like, knew all the same people. My dad was the president of the homeowners association, like, for the neighborhood. But somehow, there was, like, definitely divine forces working. So, like, Clay and I never met each other, like, as kids. Like, I'm sure that we were at the park always at the same time. But, like, all of his good friends and I, like, hung out because we all hung out with, like, all the neighborhood kids. You know, you'd be, like, riding your bike around, you'd go to the park, whatever. But I, like, never really remember him being there. And I don't know. I remember every single person from my elementary school besides him. But he also had a coconut head, so maybe I was just looking past it. Just kidding. But fast forward to middle school, and he had a glow up at some point during this. And so when I was an 8th grader and he was a 7th grader, I was, like, that kid is so cool because him and his friend Joey, he was like the other cute guy. They both had Nike Dunk shoes. Remember how those were so cool?
And so Clay had like a red pair and Joey had a blue pair, and they like switched. So they each had one of each color. And I remember, like, I think that's like the first time I saw him, because it was like so different. And I like love doing weird shit like that. And I was like, that kid is so cool with his mix match shoes. And just like always loved him. And so then I don't even know how we just started hanging out. And then we dated when I was a freshman. No, when I was a sophomore and he was a freshman for like, I don't know, a year. We went to homecoming together, all that stuff. But I even started hanging out with him more because his older brother and I were more in the same peer group. So I'd like go to their house and I was always like, oh, I really love like the younger brother. He's so cute.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Because Cole, his older brother, is like clean cut and like well behaved. And then Clay and I were the like spicy bad kids who like looked like we had it together from like the outside. Like, oh, they're an A student, they're athletes, but like they're kind of the bad kids. Clay and I were the same. So we would definitely like wreak havoc together and sneak out on school nights, and we just got each other. But like his parents knew that I was like sneaking into their house, but it's like, I don't know, the kids could be doing way worse. Anyway.
Yeah.
But we kind of like ended up breaking it off. We never like had like a breakup conversation or anything, because we both were like too cool for each other. And so it wasn't like a relationship where I had any like angst or hard feelings towards him or anything, and like still always just thought he was like such a cute, cool kid. Fast forward 5.5 years, and he never had any social media, which I loved. I get like a notification one day. It was like, add Clay. You know how on Snapchat it has that thing where it's like, add someone? This was the night before I graduated college, and it was like, add Clay Fisher. And I was like, whoa, okay. I was like drunk at the rail in Lincoln. Okay, add. And he like added me back and sent me this paragraph, and he was like, oh my gosh, like, hope you've been well. And I was like on the dance floor, and I'm like, wait, whoa, like this kid never used to even like respond to my text. Like I'd say hi 4 weeks later, sup. Like it was one of those. So I'm like
freshman,
wait,
high school.
Yeah, I'm like, he found his voice. Like, okay. So then I literally left the bar because I was like, okay, I like want to focus on this. And then we kind of snapped low-key all summer and ended up, it was like August 19th, and my lease was ending in Lincoln August 31st, and I was going to be moving to Chicago. So I was like, okay, now or never, I need to like go meet this guy. Like maybe we'll just hook up, maybe it'll just be fun. Then I can know if like this is going to be a thing or not. And so I texted him on a Saturday morning, Friday night, and was like, hey, I have this weekend off from work. I know that like you don't start school till Monday, because he's like on the football team. School starts Monday and then you have football season. So it was his last free weekend. I'm like, I'll come up there, because he was going to school in South Dakota. Didn't respond. No response. Just left me on read. Sunday, like at 2 p.m. He's like, hey, sorry, I didn't see your text. And I'm like, fuck this guy. Like, are you kidding?
Oh my God.
And so, but then I was like, okay, but also low-key, he's so hot and I'm like madly in love with him. So let me go grab my keys and drive right down. Cause he was like, yeah, you can come up. But I think he thought I was probably not going to come up, seeing as it was already Sunday. And so in my head, I'm like, okay, we'll just go get dinner for like an hour. Definitely not staying the night, nothing. So I only took like an overnight bag, and ending up, I stayed till Saturday because his birthday was Wednesday. So I'm like, okay, I have to stay for his birthday. Then the first football game was Saturday. I'm like, well, now I have to save the first football game. I literally like went to Walmart and like got more clothes and was like wearing his clothes. And it was so fun. And yeah, we've been together ever since.
Wait, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are the cutest.
Yeah, I love him.
I remember seeing your Instagram of going to like the first football game. Swear to God.
Really? I wanted that picture on the football field so bad. Like, I didn't get it until like late October. Every football game, I was like, okay, I just want a picture with him in his uniform. You know, like,
yeah.
I don't know why. And I like finally, because he hates photos, hates them, hates taking pictures. Finally got a, and I put, because I knew that people would like lose their shit when I like posted us being back together on Instagram, because I mean, just saying, we were kind of like that high school couple. Like, I was on like the track team, he was on the football team. We both were like super obnoxious, and I don't know.
So funny.
And now we've mellowed out and we're just chill. But anyway, sorry for the long spiel, but...
No, we love it.
The moral of the story is shoot your shot, I guess, because
yeah.
I had to be persistent. And I literally, the day after we met, I like called my mom and I was like, oh, I'm marrying him. And he had no idea. I think he didn't even know how to spell my name until like November.
What? How was he spelling it? It's not that hard.
With one
what?
L. Literally, like, I literally had to tell him. I was like, Clay, my name has two L's. He's like, oh, okay.
Clay is so... Wait, that's...
He's so nonchalant. And I think it was probably, like, May or June of, like, we probably had been together 8 months at that point. I was, like, mad at him. I'm like, you don't even know anything about me. And he's like, yeah, I do. And I was like, when's my birthday? He's like, September. I'm like, it's October. I'm like, what's my parents' names? And he's like, Christine. I'm like, it's Tristine. Sorry to throw him under the bus.
Oh my God.
I, like... He just wasn't that invested at the beginning. I knew. He did not know. It's fine. He came around. It's fine. But with you and Connor, you both just knew right away. Or do you feel like one of you was, like, more into it?
No, I feel like we're both so into it. But I think I told you this. I'm like, I feel like both of our boyfriends just like us both, like, just a little bit more than we like them. But not in a bad way. Like, in a good way.
Yeah, Kara the other night, she's like, don't you just feel like... Clay loves you 103% and you love him like 102.5%. What?
Wait, okay, maybe it's just me. I guess I should speak for myself, but I feel like that's, I don't know. Obviously, like, I think I just heard a quote of someone that said, like, their grandma said, you should always have a guy that likes you just like a little bit more than you like them. And I just think that's so funny.
It's pretty cute. Why do you think? Because guys are like known to be more.
Yeah, they're just like, known to be like not give a fuck. Like, so I think just having the opposite and having someone who like really cares about you is just like
chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss, mate. You literally think the same thing. Ugh. So I think the next thing we wanted to talk about was our perfect Valentine's Day dates. So Clay, Connor, if you're listening, Allison, what do you think?
Clay, get us on a flight to Amsterdam. Yeah. We can beeline it to Vondelpark. We'll get you a joint. We'll get me a picnic basket of vegan cheese. Except if Valentine's Day could kind of be in like June, that would be cool because it's too cold in February. But like, just pretend it's like the most beautiful day of February ever. Lay out, ride some bikes, eat a baguette. I'm happy. Glass of wine.
Clay, yeah, you better call up the Netherlands. Better get the
color. Tell them to let us in. No, I don't have high expectations for the day or anything.
Why am I joking? I just thought that was really funny. I don't know.
I don't know. But realistically, okay, but last year we were like in Lima, Peru. And then on Valentine's Day, we flew from Lima to Kansas City and then drove to Whistler all on Valentine's Day. So last year we actually celebrated Valentine's Day in three countries. So it's going to be hard to top this year.
That's nuts. I did one without saying effing. I can't decide if I want to cuss on this podcast or not because I don't cuss that often. And I just don't want to put a bad first impression on people.
Can I cuss?
Let us know if you want us to cuss.
Yes or no. Are you offended? I just feel like no one's like offended by it though.
My mom is. She'll text me. My mom got mad that I put like there was a TikTok trend where you said like F. Like for like, and so I put F in like one of my captions and she called me and she's like, can I just give you some constructive criticism?
Oh my God.
She's like, I don't think people are going to like that. If someone doesn't cuss, then they're not going to like your video. So you're excluding people. I'm like, oh my gosh. I don't know.
I wonder what percent of the population cusses versus doesn't cuss. Yeah. I just feel like cussing is so old school to be like offended by it. Like what? Like, oh crap. Like we decided like crap was okay. And then if you say like bullshit, it's like, oh my God. Like there's like different levels. It just doesn't make any sense. And like, you can say something that's way more vulgar without using a cuss word. You know what I mean? Like it's not like you can really lightheartedly be like, oh shit. Hee hee hee. I don't know. Yeah. Actually I forgot to tell you. So what? Saturday night, Clay stayed the night at a friend's house. Like, no big deal. If he's, like, drinking, he just stays at the guy's house. And he's like, I'll be home in the morning. So at 8 a.m., I hear some like rustling on the sunroom. And I'm like, oh, it's probably just Clay coming home. Because one time he didn't want to disturb me by coming to bed. So he like slept on the sunroom. There's like a really comfortable couch. Like it sounds weirder in theory, but it's a very large couch. I'm like, okay, maybe he's just being weird and is like finishing his sleep out in the sunroom. A homeless woman was sleeping in the sunroom. Yeah, she, you know those crackers that you like put in chili? Like those like little round crackers? Yeah, she left the bag of those behind and her pillowcase.
Oh my god. That's like in your apartment.
Yes. Like
that is in your apartment.
And we have to get locks on the door, but there is literally a security camera and a sign that says like, I'm not going to like call the police over it cuz nothing happened. I'm like, you're way trespassing.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. I'm sorry. I can't believe that happened. So this podcast got off topic. We were talking about Valentine's Day. We were talking about
how we met our significant others.
Okay, we're gonna do Valentine's Day rapid fire questions. Thanks, Lane Fable, for this idea. Okay, salty or sweet for Valentine's Day?
Both. I want salt on my chocolate, dark chocolate, preferably. Lingerie or flowers?
Lingerie or turtlenecks?
Or a robe. Well, it could be a sexy robe.
I mean, you can never go wrong with flowers. I love flowers.
Of course you say flowers.
Yeah.
Red or pink roses?
Red. What about you? I feel like you're a white roses gal.
I don't really like roses.
Okay, you're just a four.
Just a four. Yeah.
Enneagrams, I'm sorry.
I honestly just want dead flowers. Prefer. Oh my God. Like a nice, beautiful, dry bouquet.
Okay. The heart candies or cookies? They're not comparable.
Okay. I actually hate all candy, pretty much. I hate every sugary candy. I don't like cupcakes, cake, brownies, cookies. I hate them all.
You're so fun.
I hate cake. You know? I hate it all.
Hey, she likes wine. That's fine. That's your quality.
I like chocolate.
Chocolate. Yeah. Chocolate's so good.
Yeah.
Wait, tell the story about you saying you wanted dark chocolate.
Yeah, okay. So I told Clay that I wanted dark chocolate. Well, I just like had mentioned in passing that like dark chocolate with sea salt was my favorite chocolate. And I mean, usually I just buy it at like Hy-Vee, you know, where all chocolate bars can be found. Walmart. And the poor man like contacted this chocolatier that's in the Old Market that's like a famous chocolate place and was like, hey, can I get like some salt covered chocolate for my girlfriend? And they were like, oh, we don't really do that. And he was like, okay, well, that's the only thing that she said that she likes. And I don't know what else to get her. And the guy was like, okay, well, if we make it for you, you have to like buy the entire like batch because we don't sell it. So Clay got like a pound, I don't even know, maybe more, like this huge, huge like shoe box sized thing of chocolate for me. He like gave it to me. He was like, sorry, they made me buy the whole thing. And I was like, oh, babe, you can just go to Hy-Vee. It's like $3. So aww, cute. 103%. All the effort. He did so good. But I mean, vodka doesn't go bad. I ate it all eventually.
Just keep it in your freezer? Oh, no, you just kept it out. Okay, I don't probably know how that works.
It was in like a sealed container.
Yeah, we're good.
It's fine.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh.
Adorable. Did you get Connor anything yet for Valentine's Day?
No.
You should be like, get him a keychain for the house.
Wait, that's a really good idea. I'm definitely doing that.
Write it down.
scribble down. Yeah, Def's doing that. Okay, should we do one more rapid fire?
Ooh, I have one, but I don't know if it's appropriate.
God.
Do you like cuddle time in the morning or at night?
Both. Just kidding. No, that's so cringy. I guess at night. Netflix and chill.
You're a nighttime gal?
I'm like not a morning person, I've discovered. I just can't get out of bed. It's horrible.
That's okay.
Are you morning person? No, you're all the time. You don't even, I think you're a robot. I'm not 100% sure you're a functioning human.
I do not need sleep.
I mean, you're functioning. You just don't sleep.
It's because it's sleep is an abstract concept. We don't really need it.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Me, no, over here sleeping like 12 hours a night.
No, my mom's brother, when I was like, I don't know, probably in fifth grade or something, he was like, I only sleep out 5 hours a night. I trained myself to only need 5 hours because I just realized you could get so much more done if you weren't sleeping. And fifth grade me was like, that is brilliant. And yeah, ever since then, I think I like sleeping, but I don't love sleeping. It's in a hate pile. No, it's because I like to be awake. It's fun.
No, I know. Me knowing you, I know why you don't like sleeping. It's because you have a million things you want to do and you'll always just like do more things. You'll never be done with your list.
Okay. Sorry, that was a bad rapid fire.
No, I liked it.
Okay, let me think of a different one for you. Dinner in or dinner out?
I like dinner in, I think. I think dinner out is totally a vibe. Maybe this year, since we've been in our houses so much, it would probably be nice. But me and Connor love cooking. I love making my own food. I think it's so relaxing. I know your answer. I'm looking at your face.
Did I make a face?
No, it just, Allison.
I also hate cooking.
Actually, no, but you're a good cook. You made me a good dinner.
Thanks. No, I can cook well.
I came over.
I love everything that I cook before dinner. Like, I love making smoothies and quick things, but dinner, it's just like too many dishes.
That makes sense. 100%. I'm always doing dishes. It never ends.
They should invent. Is someone, you know how like Uber Eats can bring you your food? What if someone just came to your house and cleaned up your dinner for like $10? Because I don't want to pay to eat the food out. Like, let's say like you have to order in the food, so then you don't have to do the dishes. But it's like, no, I want to eat the food from home. I just don't want to clean it up.
I think you should start it.
Allison's tiny dinner party.
Trademark. Well, okay, that was our episode on updates, life, Valentine's Day. Just, it took a turn. That's okay.
Okay, we are done.
Yeah, we gotta go.
All right, we really wanted to thank the people in our pre-launch groups because they were the real homies in this entire podcast launch.
We've got a big thank you to Alyssa, B, Brady, Caroline, Claire, Clayton, Hannah, Jordan, Jennifer, Kylie, Lee, Lauren K, Lexi F, Lorianne, Lavelle, Mary, McKenna, Natalie Campbell. Why did I just say Natalie's last name? Hey, Natalie. Riley, Sutter, Sydney R, Veronica, Bryce, Casey, Christina, Maddie R, Maddie U, Shaylee, Tori. Who else, Allison?
I've got Abby, Abigail, Alexis, Annie, Claire, Corey, Emmy, Harper, Josie, Jake, Kaylee K, Kaylee R, Lauren, Lily, Lizzie, Logan, Madeline, Maggie M, Maggie Z, Mackenzie, Nanette, Nicole, Samantha, Sarah F, Sarah J, Sophia, Yoshita, Mary Kate, Savvy, and Michael.
Thank you guys. Well, that was another episode of Already Friends. We'll catch you guys next week.
Thank you so much for listening. We really hope you're enjoying the new podcast, Already Friends. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review Already Friends on Apple Podcasts and to follow on Spotify.
Yes, the reviews help us a lot, and we really appreciate you taking the time to write them. As a bonus, we are doing a giveaway for free AirPod Pros at the end of the year. So to enter, screenshot you listening to the podcast, screenshot that you followed and subscribed, post it on Instagram, on your story, and tag the podcast so we can choose a winner at the end of the year. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. We'll catch you next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.